I'd like to call this meeting of the WPCA monthly meeting on Wednesday, November 20th to order at time is now 6:42. Everybody rise for the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America
and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Robert Miani.
Here.
Kelly Curtis.
Present.
Charlie Sampson.
Present.
All right, so
okay, you have a quorum present, Mr. Mayor.
All right, thank you. Number four, public portion. Anybody from the public like to speak? Anybody from the public like to speak? Third and final time, anybody from the public like to speak? Hearing none, public portions closed. Number five, approval, review of a new chairman and recording secretary. So I know Mr. Walsh was the chairperson of this committee, and I'm looking for somebody to at least take it on an interim basis until we can find somebody, if nobody wants it, to at least keep this committee going until we can find two more people to get on this committee. Is there anybody willing to step in as acting chairperson until we can find people, or if somebody wants it?
Oh, I could nominate you, Kel. Stop shaking your head.
Just letting you know.
I mean,
all right. I will do an interim. If you don't mind, guys.
You have my word. Starting Monday, we'll work on this as hard as we can to get two more people and fill this board and try to get somebody who wants to take the chairperson.
Not a problem, sir. I'll do it for now, and Ed and I will become close friends.
I already thought we were.
Well, we're getting there. I still didn't get like a beer yet, but we can talk about it.
Just say what.
Recording secretary, I guess I'm going to have to find somebody else for that too. I'll work with Mark with that, I guess, and see if we can get somebody to come do these meetings. They're recorded, so we'll be able to do the minutes from the recording, but as of right now, we don't have anybody on the meeting to take the minutes. All right. All right, Charlie, if you want to take over, you could.
I appreciate it, and hopefully I can hold up to the standards that this committee had long prior to me getting here.
You are well qualified, my friend.
Well, we'll see. All right. So item number six on the agenda, approval of the minutes pending results. I did not get the minutes in my packet, and I went through everything that was sent to us, too. I did not see the minutes for October 16th. Did anybody else see them?
No, we didn't get them. I move that we suspend the minutes for this meeting.
Motion made by Kelly to suspend. Do we have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Manny. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? All right. We're going to postpone that for a month. Apparently, we put vouchers in this also. So we'll stay on item number five, and I'm sorry, item number six. And what do we have for vouchers? I know we have some bills, but shouldn't we do that under a separate?
Yeah, I think we always did that under number nine.
Yeah. What's vouchers, Ed? Just what you spent?
I'm not exactly sure what she was referring to when she listed vouchers.
Okay, I'm going to skip on that one. And item number seven, engineer's report. Rob, thanks for joining us tonight. We'll try to make the link next time more appropriate for you.
Sorry, I was a little late getting. I was on Mark's other link.
No apologies needed, sir. It affected some of us also. Okay. Especially myself.
Yeah, so you have my report. I'll just go through it real quick. The general on call, we've been assisting Ed and his team with the aeration system at the plant. One of the blowers is fully operational. There's two other blowers on en route to be installed, and these blowers will roll into the upgrade of the plant at a future date, but they're needed now to keep the plant running in the interim. The second item is the facilities plan. We've submitted that according to the 2015 administrative order. It was on time. It was approved by the state, the reviewer, but we haven't gotten the signed approval yet. It's been in with a lot of other things with the state for formal approval, but we have the go-ahead to implement that facilities plan, which we are doing. The Route 34 sewer project, all the wastewater piping is in. It's been in for quite a while. I've been reporting over the last several, many, many, many months that we wanted the closeout information. We wanted the inspection reports from the state, the CCTV inspection logs. And we had a meeting this morning to go over, and I gave them the information again, what we're looking for. One of the things was there was some materials that were not installed that were turned over to the city, and we've been trying to take delivery of that for a long time. We're still working on that. There's some piping and some structures, so we're still working on that. Ed and I met with them today. I think some of the material is has been demolished, but the piping, we're looking forward to reusing that as part of the plant. I don't know, Ed, if you want to talk to that later, but so that's the Route 34 project. CMOM, Ed and his team are working to implement all the inspections, TV inspections, mail inspections. II removal, phase six is ready to go. We plan on putting out to bid like we always do in the winter, so we can get a winter bids for some spring work for the lining and manhole rehab firms. The MPDS permit renewal, that was submitted on time back in February. We're going to be operating under the existing MPDES permit until we get a new one. Ed, have you gotten anything back saying they've approved it? You're muted, but
we haven't received any correspondence back from DEEP with anything that we were looking to get approved.
Yeah, I don't think anyone else has, so you'll still operate under that. The dewatering system, that is the replacement for the belt filter press. We had bids opened on October 15. We had the apparent bidder was D'Amato. There was a question as to the bidding process. That was resolved. There was a Board of Finance meeting that we attended, and it was appropriately bid. It went out to the public, and so the Board of Finance approved that process. At the last meeting, WPCA meeting, this board authorized a notice of award to D'Amato Construction. So we've since issued that notice of award. We've solicited insurances, documents, bonds, developed a contract. It's executed, ready to go. And the rotary press will be delivered December 3rd, and then D'Amato will be there to unload it, and then things will start rolling. That's the update on the dewatering project. The aeration blowers, we kind of talked about that. And then the Niantic River siphon restoration, the survey is complete. And then we have surveyors out there. We have the mapping. Next step is to investigate sources of funding. And last but not least, we were authorized to proceed about 3 weeks ago on the wastewater treatment plant upgrade. We're getting subcontractors lined up. First one will be a surveyor to come up with a very good base map for all the work that's going to happen. And our team has been developing a work plan on tackling the various components of this upgrade. And Ed, we're gonna start having, I believe, biweekly meetings, design review meetings, probably starting after Thanksgiving. So yep. Start scheduling that. That's my update.
Does anybody have any questions?
No, the only comment I have is DiMonio Construction. They're fantastic to work with. They did a tank up in Bethel, and they're a crackerjack outfit. And I'm sure you can say that too, Rob. I don't know whether you ever worked with them before, Ed, but they're right on the money. Good choice.
Yes, we worked with them in the past. We actually they're doing a $3 million plus dollar construction project that we designed, and it went fantastic. They are excellent to work with.
Mr. Miani, any questions?
No.
Excellent. Thank you, sir. Rob, just a quick question on the investigating sources of project funding for the river siphon that was damaged during the heavy rains that we got back in August there. Did we look at any type of FEMA reimbursement because of the storm and the declaration of emergency?
That was the first, but Ed.
FEMA was the first resource that we reached out to. We never heard anything back. We went with a couple other sources that Brian Hall had set up for us with the USDA. Things seemed to be going well with them until the last minute where they said that we were ineligible. So we put a compelling argument together on why it should be eligible. And with no explanation, they came back and said it's ineligible. So we reached back out to FEMA this past week with a little help from Drew Backlick, who got us in touch with the right people. And now we are all set up with them. They're getting a project manager assigned to us, and they'll be coming out shortly to review everything that we have going on.
Excellent. Thanks. All right. It's a good report. Kelly, we don't normally.
No, accept. We just accept it. Yeah.
We do? Okay.
Accept it as read. That's all.
Okay. Anybody want to make a motion that we accept the engineer's report as read?
Motion.
Moved by Kelly Curtis. Second. Second by Rob Miani. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. So moved. All right. Thank you. And just for the record, Rob, just because I'm a Samson, I don't get any kickbacks from your company. Just... We need to talk about that now that I'm chairman, though. Temporarily, Mayor. Temporarily. All right. Item number 9, approval of recurring bills referendum update contract between WPCA and Aquarian. So let's do approving of recurring bills. I noticed our first bill from Weston and Sampson in the packet, dated November 1st, invoice number 112-40156 for $440. What's your pleasure, gentlemen?
All right, so which one, Charles, you just said between WPCA and Aquarian. What is that one? I just see the Weston and Sampson bills in here.
Yeah, that's the first bill that we have in our packet that was sent by Ed. So I'm just, are we paying this first bill?
Motion to. Go ahead. Go ahead, Bob.
What was being done? Is it going to the bond issue? Or is it just maintenance or?
This one's just on call, I think.
On call?
Yeah.
It's on call. I guess make a motion to repeal.
And has this got to do with the referendum money? Because, you know, I would like to try to clarify this board's role with some of these bills just to so people aren't, you know, spending too much time on this if they don't need to. It's my understanding that now that there is no infrastructure committee, it's this board's responsibility to approve bills related to the infrastructure. So any and all bills, if this qualifies, would have to be approved before paid. Other than that, it should only be related to, in my opinion, purchase orders above $5,000, because approving a bill that's already been paid is, you know, why waste everyone's time, right? That's not really how I don't think it should be working. And then as far as that check register goes, I think that is informational purposes for the board, which really, in my opinion, doesn't necessarily need to be even part of the minutes. They could be sent around on a weekly basis or is for informational purposes. So I don't know what everyone's opinion is on that, but that's really, I think, will help streamline these meetings going forward and make sure that you're only focused on the important things and you understand what they are and why you're approving them. So, and I don't know if you have any comments on that, or you could speak to these bills if they are all referendum based.
Hang on 1 second, Rob, I'll get you in there.
Well, I mean, first off, you know, I put this together the way that Marcy used to put the packages together, and I certainly didn't do half a good as job as she did, but I tried my best to put this together the same way to make it easier for the board. So this
and
was my
you
first
did, by the way, and you did a great job. Other, like you definitely did. I'm not knocking you for how you did. You've already tried to streamline it. I'm even just trying to go even a step further. So that's all.
I mean,
we have a $5,000 we've had on the board. If it's under 5,000, it doesn't even have to come up for discussion. I think that's what you're saying.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. And the only thing I think that would qualify in that case is if it's part of the referendum. And like I said, because now technically this board is approving all bills associated with a referendum, which it's before my time. So if it's the same logic for the referendum, then yeah, we wouldn't even need to approve the $440. But I thought it was all bills. So, but you all might know better than me.
Again, but if it's for the referendum, I think the board, we should act on it. And then if we approve it, it goes to the next board for a final payment.
There isn't a next board, though.
Right. There isn't a next board. So, and without that board right now, this board is both boards. You are the acting infrastructure committee as well as the WPCA board.
So we did away with the infrastructure committee. Is that what we're saying? It's been done away with?
No, it hasn't been done away with. But because there's not enough folks on it to have a quorum,
right?
You effectively have been delegated to be the both boards until Joe can find more people to fill that. You know, we need the bills to get paid, so we can't just, you know, stop the business. So.
I think some of the confusion here is that the bills that you're referring to as the Weston and Sampson bills were put in Mr. Tedeschi's report. So they're not actually bills that we're looking to approve. These were in his report that I listed in this packet.
Okay, so again, they're informational only. They're not requiring any kind of action.
Right, because these haven't come across my desk to get signed yet, so.
Okay. And I think that's the same thing for the check registry. Like that is more informational at this point, because anything that's on that check register, that's even stuff above 5,000 technically has been paid and therefore should have already been approved by the board. Right. And again, I'm not trying to knock anybody or, you know, because I'm as much as responsible for how this has been going as anybody else. I'm just trying to make sure, having sat in this meeting now for many months, this always seems to be a bit of confusion for everyone. So I'm just hoping, you know, look, we got kind of a clean slate here. Let's figure out a good path forward. Make sure we all understand it. So that's good clarity. Thank you, Ed. So those bills are informational. They have yet to be approved.
Right. Just to give you a little history on it, because I was one of the original members of the infrastructure. What we were there was just to oversee kind of with checks and balances, anything that was used with that bond money. And the biggest thing was both boards giving the okay. Like if the WPCA gave the okay on it, they needed ours just to back that up. I agree with you. I just think we would need I think it would be important we had a running tally to know how much of the bond money is there and where those bills are getting paid, maybe just in a one-page statement. But I agree. You know, they keep on saying anything over 5,000, but we're doing everything from rentals of uniforms, and I don't think it's our place. I think that's just day-to-day operation that Ed has. And I kind of agree with what he's saying. I think we're only doing this because historically that's the way we've been doing it for 5 years. But I agree with you. We had one section just for 5,000 or more, and then for the bond issues. But now we're everything. You know, it could be Ace Hardware for $12. We're okay in that bill, and I don't think it's necessary.
So. If you guys don't mind, can I do this? Can I meet with Brian and Ed next week, preferably in an afternoon? I know it's a short week with Thanksgiving. I don't know if town hall's open Friday or you guys are off because of the holiday, but maybe I could sit down with Ed and Brian. We'll straighten this out, and then we won't incorporate technically the bill, the invoices, unless they're over 5,000. But we will do what Kelly said and have a running sheet that just shows what came out that'll be in the packet every month.
Well, I think the first thing is that we need to figure out who is doing the packet. My understanding was it was Kathy's job to do the packet. So this is something I've ever done before.
Right. No, and Ed, you're right. It's absolutely Kathy's job. And I do think she needs guidance around what to do. So if we can meet and decide what should be in the packet and how we would like it to look, you know, I'm happy to sit with her and explain it to her going forward. And especially working with my team to make sure that, you know, she's not getting all the information and she necessarily needs to figure it out. You know, in the perfect world, I'll have my team just send her the information she needs to get in there. So there's no, you know, she's not trying to figure it out. But you know, let's I think what Charlie's saying is we have to figure out what we want first. And then
I'm not sure where the confusion is, because we used to list all the expenses. Anything that was over 5,000, we reviewed it. If it was from Synchro that was charging 12,000 all the way sludge, we understood that and we just passed it on. We didn't really the only thing we did is we reviewed the what the expenses were each month. We had a listing, and anything less than 5,000, we didn't even want to talk about. Over 5,000, whatever it was, we just want to make sure we're justified. Could be electric bills. They're usually over 5,000. And the Synchro, the hauler for the sludge, is always over. Other than that,
if it was given a quick scan of what Ed did, right, it looks like there's really only two bills in question over the 5,000, which would be the Giordano's heating and air conditioning for 5,435, and the Hawk bill for 12,206. So it seems like those would be the two bills that really would need to be approved. Everything else in here is for informational purposes. Is that fair, Ed?
Yeah,
absolutely.
So my only question, Brian, is let's take the Giordano bill for $5,435, which is over that 5,000 threshold. It came in September 13th. This has not been paid, and we should approve it, or this has been paid, and all we're doing is informationally accepting it.
It looks like since it's on this check register, it's already had a check issued and sent out. So
okay.
I'm with you, Charlie. Like, I don't know that that makes a lot of sense. I think that should have been approved by the committee when the, you know, either when a purchase order was made or the original bill was sent, you know, many months ago, not after the fact. So again, going forward, I think being more mindful of when those bills come in, and again, and that's a lot of my team too, because we're doing the AP, flagging them and getting them ready for this committee so that they can approve it before it's paid, not after the fact. You know, I don't know what people's thoughts are on that.
Well, I think that's the way it was, Brian, when we had, what's her name now? Just
when Marcy, she was probably a little more diligent, right? Doing it. So that's absolutely, yeah.
You're right. It was information at the time, all the small bills, any over 5,000 she would hold, unless it was the ones we acknowledged prior to it, like the electric bill and, like I said, that synchro bill that we knew was going to be over 5,000, which not the first to discuss on that.
Yeah. I'm sure we could come up with a game plan, Brian, between you, me, and Ed. We'll just sit down. We'll figure this out, because Ed gets all the invoices anyhow, I'm pretty sure. Otherwise, they're mailed directly to town hall. But I'm sure we could put a game plan together to address this.
Yeah, because the other option too is to just be another signer on the purchase orders, right? And the bills. So just like me and Ed approve everything, you know, there's two people on the finance committee that approve the bills for the city, right? There could be people on this board that just approve the bills. But again, we've got different options. I think we can meet. It doesn't necessarily have to be next week. We you know, I think as long as we meet before the next meeting, get together the game plan, we can be ready. And I'll make sure, meanwhile, we flag a lot of these. Anything that comes up that hasn't been paid yet, but it's over 5,000 or it's part of the referendum, and just start to compile them in a separate section.
All right. So what I would ask for tonight, Ed, if we could. So we do have three Weston and Sampson bills in here. They're all under 5,000 because they're in our packet, and we will come up with a new game plan for next month's meeting. I'm just going to go through each one for 440. And if anybody has any questions in regards to them, otherwise we'll just accept for approval.
Okay.
So going back to the first invoice for $440 for general on-call from Weston and Sampson, does anybody have any questions in regards to what this bill's for?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to make the motion then to, except for approval, the payment of the $440.
Second.
Any discussion, Mr. Miani?
Yeah, I don't like the idea of the bill coming up. You mentioned the amount, and then we say we approve it. What are we approving?
What's
going on as the board? Is it for whatever? That's all.
That's a great question, Mr. Miani. Rob, what's this $440 to cover?
That particular invoice is related to the blower installation at the plant.
Okay, makes sense.
Any other question? All in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Hearing none. Approved. We'll move on to the next Weston and Sampson invoice for $4,800. You almost hit the threshold there, Rob. You almost hit it. All right. It's invoice number 112-40159. $4,800 for phase 6 INI removal. Do I have a motion to accept this bill?
Motion to accept.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Any discussion on this bill, what it is for?
I think Ed probably signs off on these, right, Ed?
I do, yes. Once they come in.
Pardon?
Yes, sir. I sign off on them once they come in. They will get submitted to City Hall, and then Brian's team puts a packet together. They send invoices to me, and then I sign off on them and then send them back to be paid.
Right.
Okay. It'll be a smaller packet next meeting, Mr. Miani, I promise you. So, Rob, just give us a quick rundown on what the $4,800 was for, and we'll move this one forward.
It's an incremental payment developing the design drawings for phase six of the II removal project. That's the one we're going to be putting out to bid and over the winter for. Yeah, that's
excellent. Excellent. Any further questions? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, passes. We'll move on. For acceptance, $2,000 from Weston and Sampson, invoice number 10240293. And this has to deal with the WWTP dewatering system upgrade. I'll just let Rob just give me a quick two-sentence blurb on why we're paying this.
Sure. This is for the dewatering system, the rotary press that's going to come in on December 3rd. This particular one is to finish up the bid phase services. And actually, this task and the other invoices that were related to this specific task could fall under the referendum because it has to do with the plant upgrade. So if you want to put this in there on that pot, I think you have been putting this particular design effort in the referendum category.
We have.
So Ed, you're confirming this would be in the referendum category?
Yes, Mr. Chair.
Okay. So I will entertain a motion to accept the $2,000 invoice from Weston & Sampson, number 10240293, towards the referendum project.
Sir.
Second?
Yep, second.
All right. That'll work. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? So moved. All right. I think that's it for invoices because we've already approved the Giordano's. It is over $5,435, but that was approved by us prior, correct, Ed? And this was paid back in September. Do we have any discussion on the Giordano bill? Mr. Miani, any questions? Excellent. Mr. Curtis, I don't want to leave you out.
No, we're all set.
Thank you. And just to go over the Hatch company bill, that total was $12,206, previously approved by this board. Any questions on that one?
One question, Ed. Isn't this part of the upgrade? Didn't you change the system? So could we use that toward the bond?
No, this HOC is their annual service agreement that we use. So they come out and they service every piece of their equipment that they have on an annual basis. They're on call 24 hours a day for us in case their equipment goes down.
Yeah, okay. All right. I thought you were talking about doing upgrades in the plant. I thought there was something we talked about the past couple months. But anything with the plant, if it is HOC, I think we should be able to push that toward the bond issue, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. And what you're referring to is the upgrade for the raw sewage building. We're talking about getting a SCADA system in there, and that's going to be through Aaron and Associates.
Okay.
Thank you. All right. Seeing no other invoices attached to the packet, there was a second piece of this item, referendum update contract between WPCA and Aquarian. Who is going to speak to that one? Ed? Rob?
I'll speak to that one.
All right.
Historically, there's an agreement between Ansonia and Derby around residents that are using each other's water treatment plants. So obviously now with the deal with Aquarian, we need to amend those contracts. I've been working with the lawyers going back and forth to just try to, codify a new agreement that will essentially be, what it's going to say is, no longer will Derby bill Ansonia and Ansonia will bill Derby customers. each person's going to take care of their own billing. The current arrangement really didn't make a lot of sense. The contract's still not done. So at the end of the day, there's nothing to approve. We'll talk more about it and I'll have better information for you in next month's meeting. But essentially that, you know, we're just trying to simplify at least finances life as far as how we have to handle a lot of these bills, you know, and then it also, I think it'll de-risk things because right now we pay them a guaranteed amount, whether we collect the money or not. And it just doesn't make a lot of sense. So I think it's going to be in Derby's benefit, this new deal. But, you know, more to come next month.
Thank you, Brian. Any questions?
Now, that whole setup was kind of mind-boggling anyway. The way they would bill back and forth over by the hospital, and that's good to clear that up.
Is that going to cause a problem, though, with the last, past year, we had this, or 2 years, the contract where people did not pay the bill and we forward them the accounts over to a collection agency? Is Ansonia going to be able to do that, or can we do that against the Ansonia customers? Do we have the authority, you know, more so our end of it, to collect from where we're supporting Ansonia or any other town?
It's a great point. I will certainly check and see within a lot of these red lines that they're going back and forth.
Right.
But I'm assuming now that the new deal will really be, look, we're billing customers that are utilizing the Derby WPCA plant. So whether you're in Ansonia or Derby, you're going to be treated the same. You're going to have the same rates. It's, you know, there would be no reason to do anything differently. And I think that's the intent of the deal. Obviously, with our current Derby residents, we will send you to a marshal if we have to, or put a lien on your home. And so, yeah, all of those things you should be able to do, even if you're in Ansonia, and I'm sure vice versa though, right? For Derby residents that are utilizing the Ansonia plant, they're going to have to follow by the Ansonia rules. So I think that's the intent, but I'll tell you what, the lawyers are really marking this thing up, and that's why I wanted to push this off till next month, till I could really kind of understand it a little bit better and give everybody some time to review the new contract and ask questions.
Good. Very good.
Excellent. Thank you, sir. And guess what? That comes down to your report. And I know you gave us this large spreadsheet. I don't think any of us need you to go over item by item, unless there's one thing in the spreadsheet that stands out that we should be aware of. It's two pages.
Yeah. So look, this is going to be a summary of where we're at. It's got a lot of information. You're right. I've tried to keep it pretty consistent though with all the meetings so that you're not, you know, as far as the information, right? You have your 23-24 budget, your full year 23-24 estimate. We're in the middle of doing the audit, but you know, right now these are the numbers. They really haven't changed much. You've got the 24-25 budget and where we're at through October. You know, now that we're past September's bills, it's good to see we're 3 million versus the 5.2 million budget. So more than half, which is what you would expect, as most people will pay at least half their bill and then many pay more than that. So I think everything's sort of on track as far as 24-25 and the budget. We're not exactly seeing some of the same collection problems, but that said, there's always more we can do. I'm definitely spending more time in the tax office with the new tax collector to try to implement some best practices around, you know, sending out delinquency notices and things like that. I mean, we're not at the point where we're putting any liens on people's homes yet, which is another tool that we could use. But generally speaking, I think if you're going to look at a few things, you want to look at the total revenues, 5.2 million versus 3 million in October. And as far as the expenses go, if you were to skip kind of down on the second page to total expenses, 607,000 versus 3.2 million. I mean, obviously it's still early in the year. We're a quarter of the way through. If you multiply that times four, you'd get the 2.4 million. So well under the budget number, but you know, we know a lot of these expenses are not going to occur. They're going to occur in chunks, right? But that said, again, if you're just looking, you know, hey, what should I be looking at? Look at those kind of total expenses. And then when you get down to account 8411, okay, this is really all referendum or bond type expenses. So that if you're just curious, all right, well, why, you know, where is that referendum money or where is all these capital fees that I'm collecting going? Well, most of it's going right now to the bond debt services. Okay. Those bond debt services come due over time. But most of them, they're a little bit front loaded. So most of them have already come in. There really shouldn't be any variance. These are well known what these expenses are going to be when budget time comes around. But then you've got the plant improvements and this is where we're only at, call it 38,000 for engineering services related to the referendum and nothing really. Now, you know, we know with a press coming in that there's a big expense that's going to hit. So a lot of that 1.3 is going to get used when that happens. But to date, nothing's really happened. So I know you'd say, oh, you know, where are we at kind of running total for these things? How do you see it? Well, it's kind of right here, separated for you between these different accounts.
I appreciate it. And I noticed a lot more columns that have been filled in because I know Jack was having a heart attack with the lack of numbers. So you are 110% right that when next year's budget cycle comes around and we have to start looking at budgets, that having these numbers and, you know, seeing the deficits from the years prior will make us better at our job. So I greatly appreciate it. Anybody have any questions in regards to our running totals?
Sure.
I would move that we accept the report of the finance department. Can I get a second, please?
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none. Thank you very much, Brian. All right. After the finance report, guess what, Ed? You're on the hot seat now. Unmute yourself and let's get at it.
All right. Here we go. In the collection system is for the month of October. We responded to a total of 172 call before you dig tickets with three emergencies. We also responded to a total of four call outs with three emergency call outs. For the treatment plant in October, we had an average daily flow of 0.97 million gallons a day, with a total flow of 29.97 million gallons a day and a max daily flow of 1.9 million gallons a day. Our average total nitrogen for the month was 53 pounds per day. Our permit limit is 71, which we are still just over for the year at 71.3. Our average effluent BOD is 5.8. Average suspended solids is 8 milligrams per liter with an average turbidity of 3.2. For maintenance was performed on the camera truck. We completed our second quarter sewer cleaning maintenance. And general, our new solids handling system is to be delivered. Here I have the first week in December, but it now is looking like it's going to be, I stand corrected. It will be the first week in December, December 3rd, I believe.
Yes.
Two new blowers to be delivered sometime in February of 2025. We are continuing to search for funding and grant opportunities for the repairs at the East Derby siphon due to the storm damage from August 8th, 2024. Last month, we tabled the discussion for the proposal for the fog emulsifiers at Roosevelt Drive Pump Station. I have not gotten the revised proposal yet, so we'll put that back on for next month. I'm going to skip over 124 Old New Haven Ave and circle back to that one. Our lab manager, Kevin Schlatz, resigned after 5 years to become the new superintendent at the East Windsor Water Pollution Control Authority. And Anthony Lanzero, our newly class 4 operator, was promoted to the acting lab manager in the interim. 24 Old New Haven Ave, we had some issues going on over there. It looks like we are going to have to start a discussion for a reimbursement to the homeowner. The homeowner had initially called us for a blockage. We went out and we deemed that it was a blockage that the homeowner had in their lateral. Normally when we go out and check these things, we check the manhole prior to and after to make sure that everything's flowing. When we did that, everything seemed to be okay. It was flowing in one direction, it was flowing in another direction. So we did not have any cause for concern that it had anything to do with our sanitary sewer. The homeowner hired a contractor to come in and a plumber to come in and try to find where the clog might be. To my understanding, the plumber jetted the line and then he hired another contractor to come out and do the digging of where they thought that might be. Once that contractor came out to start the digging, he uncovered a manhole that is one of ours that did have a blockage in it. So the cause of the blockage was due to a blockage in our sewer main. So the homeowner has a bill. It was a blanket bill of $5,000 that he's looking for reimbursement from on our end, since we told him it was his issue from the beginning. We are waiting at an itemized bill from his plumber to see what work was actually done, so we can get that moving in the right direction.
Charlie, that's a common thing. I mean, you know, we all run into that in any municipality. I think we're definitely on the hook for it. I think once it's a verified bill, I would suggest we just pay it. I think we'd just be deciding what line item that would come out of. It just happens. You know, you think of how many miles of sewer you got in town here. And when you miss a manhole, you miss a manhole. As long as it's our manhole, and it sounds like it was one of ours. I'm guessing it would be a spur, Ed, off of the main line?
No, it was part of the main. The problem is it was buried about a foot and a half underground. Yeah. So according to our maps, there was no manhole even there.
Yeah.
And those things happen. No, I agree with you. Okay. But Ed, thanks for doing your due diligence on getting an itemized bill, though. A blanket bill of $5,000. Even if it comes in more, but we should look at it. Mr. Mayan, any questions on Old New Haven Ave there and a missing sewer cover?
No, not at all.
All right.
Not much we can do.
So I would entertain a motion to accept Mr. Abel's report as read.
Motion.
Second.
Motion accept.
Second, Mr. Miami. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, thank you, Ed. And sure. I guess, Brian, you're back on the hot seat again here under new business. Discussion regarding the use of Otter, artificial intelligence, a tool for WPCA transcribing. Go for it.
All right. So, look, I know we're talking about looking for a new recording secretary. The city's been looking for one for quite a time. It's getting more and more difficult to find people to do this. So I just wanted to make everyone aware that there are a lot of AI tools now available. I'm bringing up Otter AI because it's one of the more mainstream ones. It's easily integrated into Zoom, high accuracy, very highly rated, you know, real-time transcriptions. It's going to be far cheaper than actually hiring recording secretaries. There's all kinds of tools. It's great data security and compliance, so there's going to be no risk, but honestly, it's public knowledge anyway. So that's going to be less of a concern. You know, there's free demos that I could try to implement in the next meeting so we could see how it works. I just want to put it out there because I know we're struggling to find, you know, we've got to find a lot of board members, we've got to find recording secretaries. You know, my concern is that we're just not going to get there, and many, many months of meetings are going to go by, and there's just tools that we could be using and utilizing. So if they're open to it, I'll certainly try to get it set up for the next meeting and we can see how it goes. And then that would kind of alleviate the need to find a recording secretary going forward for the WPCA meetings. But
thank you, Brian. And I'll just say that I hate technology. Mr. Curtis will tell you, I nothing to do with computers or anything like that. That they're the ones that are keeping me employed right now, and I could be retired on a beach. I think this is not a bad idea. I know in law enforcement, there are a number of departments within Connecticut and across the country that the officers actually dictate their reports instead of writing them, and these type of tools write them for them. And then they just go in and make minor corrections where need be. But that is a good thing to bring up. Do we have any type of cost on a yearly subscription to this type of a tool?
I think it was around $8 a month per user. So if there's, you know, whatever, handful of us on here talking, I'll have to look and see if it's per everybody that's talking, but I think you're probably looking at, you know, less than $50 a month, something like that, which is going to be far less than the recording secretary is each month.
Well, the big fan on here, Mr. Curtis, what do you think?
No, I think it's great. Oh, I think it's a good idea. As long as they can understand me with my cigar in my mouth while I'm talking.
Mr. Miani, any thoughts?
Yeah, no, it's a good idea. Let's take a look at it.
Sure.
So would you guys be open for, I don't know, Brian, do you think maybe we could look at a few products and then have somebody come on here and give us like a 5-minute rundown at the beginning of one of our meetings so we don't take up 2 hours of demos?
Yeah, sure. I'll look into it this month and see what we come up with. Like I said, there are free trials, so we could always just try it out, see how it works, and then go from there. If you're all approved to it, let me do a little bit more digging and see what I can have set up for us, whether that's going to be a demo next time or if it's really as simple as I think it is, we just turn it on and we'll just, it'll be dictating as the meeting's going on. So you'll be able to see what's actually being transcribed. You can edit it, you know, accordingly. When you're done, everybody would have access to it. So
excellent. Well worth it. Thank you, actually, Brian. Thank you. Number 13, old business, results from last month's bid submission, which I think we kind of know. Mr. Tedeschi talked about that earlier.
Yeah, nothing to add to that, but I think we talked about that. The motto was a low bid, 625, well in line with the estimate.
Listen, Mr. Curtis likes them. They're my friends too.
No, they're good.
Excellent. Just before number 14 adjournment, Brian and Ed, actually, I'll send everybody my personal cell phone number in case you need to get a hold of me for something while I'm temporarily sitting in this chair. And the mayor jumped off. I was going to say that now that the defunct referendum board is done, do I get paid double because we're kind of acting in their position?
Yeah, I think so. I think he mentioned that just before you came on that you would get paid for that.
That's I thought I caught that in my ear.
Could be tripping.
One last question, Ed. Did you take your peoples out yet, or yes or no?
That is actually one thing I wanted to ask you guys is we did not take our peoples out because they came up with the idea of instead of taking just those three guys out to dinner, is would it be acceptable if we had a Christmas party?
Well, so in the rules of the open meetings, we can't technically change it because it's not on the agenda. But just in saying that, I have full faith in you doing whatever you need to do. And if I get any pushback here from Mr. Curtis, Mr. Miani, I don't think there's going to be major problems.
Yes, sir.
So good job, Ed. Thank you. Number 14, adjournment. All in favor?
Motion to adjourn. Yes.
Thanks. Okay. Second, Mr. Miani. Thank you. All in favor, all of us. Aye. Gentlemen, thank you and have a great evening. And Brian, I'll give you a call and we'll try to set something up for next week. I'm usually out of work by 2 o'clock, but I can be at town hall by two.
Yeah, we're in City Hall's open Monday through Wednesday. But, you know, like I said, I'm happy to be available when you need me.
So just yeah, we'll try to throw something together just so we can get this packet cleaned up for next month's meeting. Yep. Thank you, gentlemen. Good. Like right, I said, have you. A good day.
Thanks.
Have a good one. Thanks, guys. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving, everyone.
Everyone. Bye.
Bye.